Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, we pledge allegiance to the flag. Mr. Aaron Tippin, brother Turkey Hunter, great friend. Love that guy. You can tell I'm old. I know all the old country singers. I know all the old guys. This is your host, Ray I, here with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, Brian Clark. We got the Wagyu girl, cowgirl here, woo-hoo. Michelle Johnson. Welcome back, Michelle. Yeah.
Thank you.
And Matty G, looks like you got into that sandwich there a little bit, buddy. Let's hear about it. What do you think of the Wagyu beef on the homemade grandma biscuit?
This is incredible. This is top of the line here. I mean, I've been fighting a cold all week, so I haven't had a taste. I'm glad my taste buds are back. This is
it's amazing. Also, I cooked it in a pan just by itself with a little sprinkle of Ray Ray seasoning. That's all. Put a little Emo's cheese on it, and then the homemade biscuit with a little egg on top. And
so simple, and then like it was tons of flavor. Basically, it's incredible.
You know how I usually do the eggs with all the goodies in it. That's just a little omelet egg with just a little seasoning, nothing else in it.
Right
on that plate.
Wow. Incredible.
It stands on its own, doesn't
definitely.
It?
Definitely.
And if I was you, I would guard that pie right there because I see the Vogler Vogler.
I'm waiting for him to crawl across here, and I'm like a rolled up newspaper in a swat him away.
You got my crust already.
Yeah. Hey, we got a guest on the line. Let's run down to the Ozarks. Have a little intro. We're going to run down to the hollers in the hills, the deep hollers, down there where a possum is a yard dog. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. This here happens to be the mayor of Eminence. He's probably got his canoe paddle out. Got him a little dip going this morning, a little skull, looking out the window. Yeah, boys and girls, we're going to see Mr. Jim Anderson down in Eminence, Missouri. He's with Shady Lanes, Motel, Cabins, and all those good things down in the river country, in the spring country. Hey, Jimmy boy, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, brother. You've been busy on Facebook. I see you a lot.
Yeah, we got a new mural painted on our retaining wall along Highway 19 at the junction of 106 and 19. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's right there by the elk statue, right along the concrete there.
Yes, sir.
But there's some good stuff. Who's that artist that you got in doing that?
Wade Collins and his wife, Twyla, from Sawatch, Colorado.
And they'd stay there, and he just every day he was sitting on the sidewalk painting, right?
12 and 14 hours a day.
That is oh so awesome. We urge everybody to get down there and see that. Of course, we talk to all our listeners. If you want to take a staycation, whatever you want to call it in Missouri, go to the Ozarks. There's so much stuff to see.
Beautiful.
And our folks down there from this flood damage and stuff, they can really use the help. So we urge you to go down there. How's the recovery coming from the flood, Jim?
Well, I could very nearly say what flood. But
attaboy.
Everybody is recovering. About 3 weeks ago, we started getting regular amount of business, numbers of people, and things are looking better every day.
That's good news. That's great news. Do I hear the birds singing this morning? Are you outside?
I am outside.
Attaboy. I knew.
I'm watching the martins.
Okay. You didn't run the possum out of yard, did you?
Well, it might have been a black and white one.
Okay. There's so many things to see and do in the Ozarks, and now we've got the floods behind us. We've got things going again. Got the mural painted. You got the elk statue. We've got the springs, but people can come down there and spend the weekend. Big 4th of July holiday, cookouts, floats, inner tubes, so many good things. Give them some information how they can stay there with Shady Lanes.
Well, first thing, check us out at ShadyLaneCabins.com, and then call us with questions or to make a reservation at 573-226-3893.
Of course, Matty G is going to post that on the website. They can go to 590, the website, and all the stuff will be there, along with our segment. So they're welcome to listen to this interview, because when they find out it's Jim Anderson, Ray Eye, I know the world is going to want to listen.
You bet.
Hey, Brian, what do you think of that response?
Love it.
Probably get the whole world heads turning.
Yes.
I can't wait to go there myself.
Great place. And there's so much to do down there. It was so cool. I actually, it's hard for me to believe, because, you know, I grew up in the Ozarks, and I've been down in this area for a long time doing things for years and years. And I actually run into people that has never seen a spring and never been down there in one of those rivers. And they go, they didn't know. How do you not know about that?
It's so unbelievable. Close yet so far away.
Yeah, it's right here.
It is.
So cool.
Beautiful.
Any big activities going on down there through the 4th?
Well, we have a trail ride going on this week. And, of course, it's a longer weekend for many people. And there's live music at the saloons, and there's lots of things, Ray.
Okay.
You know, most people here this time of year are here to canoe or tube or kayak the rivers.
Right.
There's horseback riders, motorcyclists, fishermen, just anything you can think of.
Yeah. Finally, you got the rivers all open where everybody can get on the waters. That's just so good. That's good. That's great news. Do they still have the margaritas across the street from Shady Lane?
They do have, Ray.
Okay.
I can hear from here. I hear one calling your name.
Give out that website again, Jim.
ShadyLaneCabins.com.
That's easy. Eminence, Missouri, the mayor of Eminence. Wow. Awesome. Thanks for getting up this morning and getting up. You've been up since what, 4:35?
About 4:30.
Yeah, me too. I was cooking.
Yeah, I spent about 4 hours in the bed last night, which isn't at all unusual when you have a seasonal resort like that.
Absolutely. I was up at 4:30 cooking biscuits.
Any good job?
I know. I see your posts.
Okay. All right, Jim. Well, thanks for coming on the show, and I look forward to coming down and seeing you real soon. We need to get together, Ray, okay?
Ray, can I say hello to my hero?
Absolutely.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
Very cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hi, Dad. Hi, Dad, from all of us here at KFNS, too. All right,
now,
Jim.
He's doing great. He's 81 and doesn't look a day over 79.
That's awesome. Great. Hey, how's that good-looking woman you're married to doing? I'd like to give her a squeeze. She's a cutie.
Yeah, she is. She's a teacher, so she has her summers off, and I'm not so sure she isn't busier in the summer than she is in the winter. So
okay.
She goes all the time.
All right. All right, Jim. Thank you so much, my friend, and we'll see you real soon, okay?
All right. Thank you,
Have
Ray.
A great weekend. Happy 4th of July weekend, buddy.
You do the same.
Yes, Vogelbacher.
Something about our spring, our floods this year and the trout stockings to compensate for flooding. About 30% of the adult fish they were about to release, about 280,000 fish per hatchery, were washed out of the parks.
Yeah.
So they're going to
Brandon Butler took advantage of that, by the way. From the Conservation Federation,
uh-huh.
He took advantage of that, and brags about it. All the fish he caught after they got him out of the deal. Yeah,
but just know that you're still going to be having good fishing.
Yeah, the fishing's good. It was great news to finally hear Jim say everything's like almost normal. I mean, that was great because it was bad for a while. It was a horrible flood. All righty, shall we take a break?
Live mobile on demand.
We're going to try to get a hold of
Midwest
Frank
Outdoors.
Imo, Mr. Moe from Smoky Moe's in the next segment. But it doesn't look real promising. He's in Iowa cutting wood. He was supposed to be here in St. Louis, and he didn't show up for lunch yesterday. Frank. So we'll see y'all on the other side, baby.